Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning. Today promises to be an interesting one with the political drama unfolding after yesterday's welfare bill fiasco.
Indeed, Alice. It's almost as if watching the government handle that crisis is like watching a fire at a circus. I can't imagine how difficult that must have been for them to manage.
Right, and it seems the Prime Minister's question session today was just as dramatic. Let me read a bit of the report we received. It says that Keir Starmer was identified as the toady of the week by the leader of the opposition, Kemi Badenoch.
Oh wow, that's quite a label. I wonder if that's the first time he's been called that in a formal session like this.
Well, the report suggests that this might have been one of Mrs. Badenoch's best PMQs, but much of it was not pleasant to watch.
I see. So what happened during the session?
Let's see. Mrs. Badenoch called out Paul Waugh, an MP, for his invertebracy after he quoted a constituent who was raving about Labour. She compared the MP's face to Frankie Howard having his gassed flabbered.
That's quite an image. I can imagine the look on his face.
The report also mentions that Mrs. Badenoch turned to the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, and accused her of being a human shield for the Prime Minister's incompetence.
Right, and what was Starmer's response to that?
Well, he used his favourite word, unserious, to describe her and claimed he actually enjoyed answering her questions. He then listed his government's alleged successes.
I wonder if he realised how it looked to the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, who was sitting next to him. The report says she looked like she was about to cry.
Exactly. The report describes the scene as painful to watch. It was clear that the Chancellor was out of her depth and there was visible pity for her across the House.
That must have been really uncomfortable. It's like the ending of Mice and Men.
Yes, and the report mentions that the Prime Minister refused to guarantee the Chancellor's position. The atmosphere behind the Speaker's chair was described as the most uncomfortable by a country mile.
That's quite a strong statement. I wonder if the other Labour MPs felt the same way.
The report says that behind the Speaker's chair, a group of female Labour MPs looked over with real concern at the Chancellor. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister's deputy looked over with real hatred.
Wow, that's quite a tense situation. I can't imagine what it was like for the Chancellor to be in that position.
The report also mentions that Mrs. Badenoch concluded her remarks by quoting a Labour MP who said the government is incoherent and shambolic. She even took aim at the contents of the London Zoo amphibian tank behind the Prime Minister.
Oh wow, that's quite a metaphor. I wonder what that means in the context of the session.
She pointed out that the whips can't get them through the lobbies, but they can get them to cheer at the right time.
That sounds like a criticism of the government's tactics. It seems they're relying on orchestrated support rather than genuine backing.
Exactly, and the final toady ribbit from the backbenches came from Newport East MP Jessica Morden. On the 97th anniversary of the Equal Franchise Act, the 264 female MPs received sashes from a campaign group.
That seems like a symbolic gesture, but the report suggests it's a substance-light virtue signal.
Yes, and after a session where one of them had received slashes from the Prime Minister, it felt like exactly the sort of gesture we've become used to seeing as a disguise for the government's uglier side.
That's quite a strong statement. I wonder if the Prime Minister realised how his comments and actions would be received.
The report says that he droned on about how pleased and proud he was of Labour's record on women MPs. Meanwhile, the Chancellor looked sadly at her feet.
That must have been really painful for her. As soon as the Speaker called the end of the session, she rushed away, comforted by her sister, without a word to the Prime Minister.
The report ends with a poetic line: "The man might well be a knight, but his sense of chivalry and honour were notably absent today. It's almost like a modern-day version of the old hymn. Back into storyland, giants have fled, the knights are no more, and this government is dead."
That's a powerful conclusion. It really captures the essence of what happened during today's session.
Indeed. Well, that's all we have for today's episode of UK Business Morning. I'm Alice.
And I'm Lewis. Join us tomorrow for more business and economic news. Have a great day.